Introduction. God's Gracious Providence. What are thought to be chance occurrences are just so many proofs of heavenly providence, especially of fatherly kindness. John Calvin. I, being in the way, the Lord led me.
Those who have sat under the teaching ministry of Dr. Panosian for even a short time have doubtless heard him borrow the ancient testimony of Abraham's servant as his own. Genesis 24:27 rejoices in God's providence, his orchestration of even minor events to accomplish his purposes. With apologies to the bard, there are no slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. God is sovereign over everything, from international affairs to personal affections. Even when we are unaware of it, as most of the world is, God is ordering even the minute details of the universe to accomplish his purpose and display his glory. Dr. Panosian has taught thousands that the fingerprints of the sovereign God are all over human history. More than 20 years ago, he wrote the following regarding the benefits of history for the Christian student.
If history is the record of God's incessant supervision over men and nations, the memorial of God's mercies, his blessings for obedience, and his judgment for disobedience, the working out of his sovereign pleasure, ruling and overruling the free but responsible wills of men, then it is to be studied because of what it is. History shows the providence of God, his seeing before, on behalf of his people.
Ed Panosian's story is a story of God's providence. Most know Dr. Edward M. Panosian as a professor at Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina, where he taught history for over half a century. Dr. Panosian is an icon. His wisdom, his passion, his appearance, his wit, his impossibly patient speaking pace, and his voice, what a voice, all combined to make him a larger-than-life legend. He has taught more students than any other professor in the history of BJU. He is almost universally respected, but he is not well known. As a man, I mean, not an icon. My goal is to remedy that. The Panosian story needed to be told while its principal character was still able to share it. It is one of suffering and survival, of cruelty and courage. Above all, it is a story of God's gracious providence. As Dr. Panosian has reminded us again and again,
history is his story.
May he be glorified through its telling. Soli Deo Gloria.
Part 1. In Green Pastures. Chapter 1. A Pincushion to Prize. 1987. Elmira, New York. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. James 3:4.
Little objects may contain massive memories. That's true in this story. An egg, a pouch of tobacco, a dried fig, a coal box, a shoe, a collection of jewelry, a sum of not quite $25, an assassin's bullet, a fist full of candy, a stick, a magazine advertisement, a perfectly fitted costume, a doctor's prescription, a hospital bed, a bicycle or two, a custom-made chair, a scrapbook, some 3x5 index cards, and most important of all, a pincushion. Sarah Panosian, the mother of Ed Panosian, entered paradise on March 2, 1987, almost 3 months after her family had gathered around her to celebrate her 85th birthday. She underwent surgery to treat her stomach cancer, and she awoke in the presence of her Savior. On a shelf in her home sat her most prized possession, a simple pincushion. Her son describes it, slowly, his voice swelling and cracking with emotion.
It was a little pincushion, a sewing cushion, which looked like an apple, made of felt, stiffened. It had a removable top, and inside were pins and so forth. She kept it to her dying day.
Sarah Panosian, Sarah Mamjian, before her marriage to Nazar Panosian, had seen brutal and beautiful things during her 85 years on Earth. She had witnessed the worst and best that humans could do. She had experienced unspeakable sorrows and unexpected joys. So what made this object, a simple pincushion, such a treasure? It held more than pins. It held hope, and it had for almost 80 years.